Hey people, this is Keisha Martin. Welcome back. I am so happy to be able to connect with you all today and just sharing with you some of the steps, the key steps that really influence me with my spiritual path, especially with drawing in the right relationships. If you've ever been stuck in a relationship wondering like, should you continue with the relationship or should you end it? Then this is definitely a video for you because there's so many times like you end up in these crossroads and you start to wonder, should I keep up with this thing? Like, should I be patient enough with it? Am I sticking it out long enough? I've already spent so much time with this person. However, I'm just not seeing all the things that I am really looking to get from this person, you know? And you've probably done the things where you read the articles and you're seeing like, okay, I want him to show up or her to show up in this way of light. And no matter what I say, what I do, I'm not getting the right result. So this is all about really changing the energy within you so that way you can start to receive the type of love that you're looking for. Now, I've been there and wanted to just come on just to explain like how this is more an energetic thing versus this mindset game playing cycle that you can really land yourself into. If you're trying to break yourself out of this cycle, it's really time for you to one, pause. This is one of the things I had to do. So the first step is pause, pausing from all of the advice, what you think you're supposed to do, the game playing, the trying to talk and convince this person, as well as doing all of the extra energy work. Meaning, like, you know, the long talking, worrying, overthinking, analysis of the situation, creating scenarios of what you think that they're really meaning or doing, and putting a pause to that so that way you can find out exactly what it is that you want from this situation. You know, a lot of times there are reasons why we're doing this, and it's based off of fear-based thoughts. And these are coming from the bad experiences that we've had, maybe from an ex, a parent, a bad failed friendship or relationship you've had that somehow has created some level of PTSD inside of you that's causing the drawback. So now we're carrying like the anxious attachment style patterns, where as soon as they're starting to get close, we're doing the things to push them away. Or we're so overworked and stressed, you're ending up in a level of stress patterning where you're pushing the person away, or you're speaking in your levels of masculinity, and that's just creating a toxic behavior between the two of you. So what's really needed outside of pausing? When you're pausing, that's one thing. So that way you can actually start to breathe deeper, relax into it so that way you can actually start to get an alignment with your heart. So two, learning to get into an alignment with your heart. What takes that is allowing yourself to ground and actually be in your body. A lot of times when you are stressed, you don't really even realize it. I know I didn't, would start realizing how often you pop out of it, meaning like you're so aloof and in your thoughts and away from feeling into what your body's trying to signal and tell you that you're not in touch with your own intuitive abilities. When you're not in touch with your own intuition, now you're going off of the anxious thought patterns. You're doing what you think the other person wants you to do. You're doing what you think other what You think other people think you should do, and you're not doing exactly what you need to do. And that pause is really going to bring you into feeling back into your heart so that way you will know what you need to do, what's best for you to do in that moment. What's best for you in that moment could be to either rest, it could be to take action, maybe give the person a call, or maybe like really dive into some inward introspective questions or reflections to see what's actually causing the level of anxiety that's having you have the racing thoughts, creating a narrative, thinking that the other person's maybe doing something or they're not showing up for you, and creating like matching them off to your list, which whether this is an actual intimate relationship or friendship, we can have this tendency to be like, okay, there's creating a cycle where it's actually revolving around us and not even realizing that that's what we're doing, you know? So that leads me into step number three. If we take the focus off of ourselves and the anxious attachment styles ways of being, then and we start to actually breathe into our bodies and start to feel into our heart, we are now more grounded and being into our heart. And when you're that way, it's easier for you to actually show up for the other person, which is number three, how you can actually help support the other person versus trying to find a way of why they're not showing up for you. You know, a lot of times we forget that. And we get so isolated in our thoughts of healing that we just put everything on us. Like, so unless they're showing up doing this, doing that for us, we're not going to budge. And what's actually happening with that is that energetically, we're creating some levels of resistance. We're resisting the idea of changing. We're resisting the idea of opening up. And that's really based on our internal fear of actually allowing ourselves to connect to somebody on a deeper level. Because we have this fear of connecting with someone on a deeper level, what's happening is we're now putting up these big blocks. So unless they can match all the things, like all the things on the list, you're not going to show up. And that's actually a very bad thing to do, because now what's happening is you are creating resistance, not just in the flow of your relationships, but probably in the levels of abundance and your health, as well as your own mental clarity. So it's like you have to think of your whole physical being and as one unit, which contains your spiritual body and allows the energy to flow fluidly through your entire being. Now, when you create a resistance, AKA that block, AKA meaning I'm not going to do something unless this person does A, B, C, D, E. Now we're putting this high level of control and demand that is truly creating a resistance. Now, how is this creating a resistance? Is because we're not allowing ourselves to truly be connected to the source and connected to all of the energy around you, because in that particular moment, you may need to show up in another way. Remember, like, when they say currency, and when you think in terms of money, currency is the word current. Current means flow, you know? So when you have that flow moving through you, you now are allowing everything to come in level, high levels of abundance and high levels of attraction as you are asking for. Now, if you're finding that with you resisting, you may realize if you start to feel into your body, which is why step number two is all about getting back into your body, you'll notice you'll feel it, whether a shoulder pain, back pain, you might feel tightness somewhere. And that's all coming from you actually holding on to this energetically. When you're carrying it to that strong energetically, you're resisting your natural flow of being. All right. So these were some of the things that really helped me in my spiritual path, because it realized that I had to just slow down, see exactly how I want to feel, what's really right for me in that moment, regardless of what the rules are saying, and do the thing. Okay. And when I was able to feel into my body, I was able to relax my shoulders. The tenseness of that went away. The headaches go away. I'm not worrying anymore. And I'm actually trusting the process. And these are some of the steps that required me and made it easier for me to learn how to trust the process so that way I can become a better person, show up in the relationships that I'm looking to show up in, and actually be respected and start to attract the higher level of quality relationships that match my frequency, in order for me to, you know, elevate in whatever capacity that I was trying to move in. And I believe that this will help you also. You know, it's just a matter of really slowing down, feeling into your body, trusting the process, and doing the thing that's really called to you. Now, if you want to learn more what the signals are, how your body actually speaks to you, I actually offer unique programs as well as drop-in meditations. So you just go ahead and click down on the link below, and you'll be able to see some of, we can actually chat one-on-one, but learn some of the techniques energy-wise so that way you can actually start making more intuitive decisions versus following through the anxious styles. Because what's crazy about things is that they can actually feel identically the same. You can feel just as anxious, just as like, oh my gosh, as for something great in your life, as well as it's something like, oh, maybe you should stay away from that, something bad. So this is Keisha Martin. I hope this helps you. If you like this video, please be sure to hit a like. And now if you find that somebody else can share it, please be sure to share. And if you want more content just like this, then please be sure to follow me, subscribe to my channel. Until next time, I'll see you then. And this is Keisha Martin.